brilliantly acrobatic save. Xhaka's corner, Giroud!
Starting with an attacking play on the second half, just as the ball kicks off, DJ Sticks running with the ball, DJ Sticks passes DJ Stones, wow, DJ Stones run past Lionel Messi, runs past Cristiano Ronaldo, passes to Fernandinho, Fernandinho passes back to DJ Stones, DJ Stones takes a shot and he misses, but DJ Sticks is there for the rebound and he hits it in, and wow! That right there, ladies and gentlemen, is classic play, and this is the VAR show.
Let's get ready to rumble. The following is a 2-on-1 handicap match. On the left, you have the Blues, 5 times English Premier League champions. The one, the only, Manchester Pep City. And their teammate is the best club in England. The glory, glorious club. The one and only Manchester, wait, before I go, the 13-time winning Premier League champions. Manchester.
Bruno.
Babyface United. And on the other corner, it's the infamous ones. Yeah, it's 2-1. So those two teams tag teamed against this next team.
Okay.
On the other corner, we have the red champions of Europe.
Ooh.
Champions of the Premier League.
Ooh.
Defending champions, actually. Well, they currently lost, so they're no more defending. Defeated champions of the Premier League. We have the bird. You never walk alone.
Ooh. Let me do. Liver has been... Pooh!
That's the last time I'm giving it to you. What the hell was that? Lever has been pooh. Yeah, and you guys are confused. What do we mean? Stay tuned.
Yeah.
We will tell you. But
yes, we will.
Before we do, you are listening to the host that does the most.
What?
Even when he's coaching those.
Oh!
The one.
Oh!
The only.
Ooh.
The brain behind the show.
Ooh.
The one with a PhD in coaching. Even
Ooh.
Though there's no PhDs in coaching. But yeah, I have one though.
Yes, you do.
The one, the only, Dr. DJ Stones. And with me here,
the man.
Uh-huh.
The myth.
He's a myth. He don't exist.
Oh, he don't exist. He just manages to stick.
Oh!
He just manages to tick.
Oh! Who is it?
DJ Sticks!
Yeah, and you are listening to the VAR show.
Yeah.
You know, where you hear the hottest,
hottest
of football, you know. And we have a lot in store for you today.
Oh, so much.
But before we jump into anything, what are we going to do?
We're going to listen to this jam.
We're going to listen to this jam. No better.
We're going to jam to this. Listen.
We're going to jam to this. Listen. Yes, you're right, though.
Yes, I am. You know why?
Why?
Because it's hot like that.
Cause yes.
Check
you're
it out.
You're right.
Yes, I am.
Check it out.
This is Anton Kruger from Kahara River Lodge, and you are listening to Active FM.
Hey, what do I do? Pull up that song. That song is fine.
When me a step in the city, everywhere just the life that be yours. And all the young boys and girls, them might ask me why I just did floor. Cause I bless the boy, you know it. I'm on the better kingdom, bitch, you know it. So if you see me in your city, that's the reason why me I just did floor. I'm the young church boy, you know that creep is a mom, but Joey don't bless the small. Panama City, oh yeah. To the ends of the world, oh yeah. Last city, oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Say wake up, let me get a phone for the picture. Raised up, Philly boy, home of the sixes. Church boy, how I got a whole lot of wisdom. Ding dong, Dixie with a little bit of mischief. Picture, choir boy, sing without a system. Umi had me listen to the songs from commission. Kindness, Bible studies taught us from the scriptures. Windings, everybody knew just when it hits your town. Yeah, gospel on the radio, la, la, la. Now I'm singing on the radio. Never can forget about the days that the levee broke. Hashtag flashbacks, God never let me go. I remember when mama, then papa taught us how to pray, now they can't stop us. King and the prince with immense power. Yahweh, trip, trip, trip,
your African church boy. You know that 3 piece of Mars boy. Yahweh don't bless the small boy. You know that 3 piece of Mars boy. Yo. African church boy. You know that 3 piece of Mars boy. Yahweh don't bless the small boy. You know that 3 piece of Mars boy. Yo. Panama City, oh yeah, to the ends of the world, oh yeah. Last city, oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Panama City, oh yeah, to the ends of the world, oh yeah. My city, oh yeah, oh yeah. African church boy, you know that drip is a must, boy. Jahweh don't bless this small boy. You know that drip is a must, boy. Oh, African church boy, you know that.
Back, yeah. We are kicking, we are screaming,
yeah,
because it is football time, man.
Yeah, we're kicking and screaming.
We're kicking and screaming.
Ref comes in,
kick him and scream. I'm joking. We do not, we do not stand by any referee violence.
Don't.
You know, they work hard on the pitch.
Referees'
you
know. Lives matter.
Yeah,
they do.
RLM.
RLM.
Right, right, left, midfielder. Can play right and left. Okay, let us begin.
Yeah, let's.
Okay,
let's get to it.
Jumping straight into it. It is time for the weekend roundup. But we're gonna go straight to something new. You know, normally this is dominated by Premier League, but there's been big things that have happened.
Humongous.
You know, the big things that have happened this week.
Grande.
The grande, the big,
the very big,
the anti-small.
Yeah, the anti-small.
The anti-small. And you guys are wondering, okay, what are we talking about?
What are we talking about?
Certain leagues are basically done.
And dusted.
And dusted. Mm-hmm. You know, Premier League has just been won by Manchester City.
Yeah, with the humongous assist. From our tag team partner.
Manchester United.
Yes, yes.
You know. We try our best to help where we can, you know. We saw that, you know what, this gap is not going to be big enough. I mean, this gap right now, we can't win. We'll accept that.
Yeah.
But what can we do together?
Yes.
To make sure that, you know.
Yeah.
We ensure that we inflict the most damage to the previous winners.
Yeah.
You know, and what we did was we allowed Chelsea to gain points,
mm-hmm,
and Leicester to gain points.
Yeah.
So that Liverpool,
yeah,
is put in a very interesting position.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we'll look at the leagues right now.
Okay.
Inter Milan have finally broken the Scudetto block that Juventus, ooh, has done.
The farmification.
They have unfarmified the season.
Yes.
You know, and have won the Serie A.
Yes.
The Bundesliga was won by, guess who? Take a huge guess.
Huge guess, okay.
This is a huge
one. It's a huge guess. Was it Bayern Munich?
Couldn't have been.
It couldn't have been.
When last did they win a Bundesliga?
Ah, no. It's been too long. Can't be them.
A whole season.
Okay, wait. Let me go with Frankfurt.
I think it was Frankfurt.
Must have been Frankfurt.
Must have been Frankfurt. Come There's on. No way the Bundesliga is formified.
No. No ways.
No.
Such a competitive league with so many big teams.
You know, you have Bayern Munich.
Come on. Hertha Berlin.
Dortmund.
Come on.
And more Dortmund.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? But yes, Bayern Munich won their 9th in a row. Their 9th.
Yeah.
Title in a row. Imagine.
9 years.
9 seasons running.
Imagine being the teams that are going in. So you are. Imagine being at Dortmund coming in next season. And it's. All right, guys, the objectives for this season are win the league.
Again, try and win the league again. But I guess this is when, you know, good coaching comes in. Because every season. You need to make your team believe that they can win the league.
It's a mental thing.
It's a mental thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Look at how long it took the Man United reign of formification. It took a while.
Yeah, no, but even when we formified the league, you know, it wasn't this bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Freaking hell, through our reign, what is it, Blackburn?
Blackburn, yes.
Won the Premier League.
Yeah.
You know?
And then Arsenal also won. Imagine that.
Yeah, but I'm talking about during our reign. Like, our reign, we won about like 3 or 4 in a row. Blackburn won. And then we won the rest.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yeah, but you guys were like 4 years in a row and then pa, won. And then 4 years again and then pa, won. And then 5 years again and then, yeah. And
then it ended.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess it's that thing of, you know, what do they need to do to beat Bayern Munich, you know? What do they need to do? What do they need to start changing? Because it's looking like your teams like Dortmund, your teams like...
RB Leipzig.
And they're looking quite good, don't get me wrong, you know?
Yeah.
This season, Wolfsburg shocked and they...
Come on.
They came
out of
third,
nowhere.
You know?
Nowhere.
Last season, 7th. You know, and then they this season they third. The season before that they sixth. So this was a Europa side, you know. And this season they're actually coming out with some good fire,
some West Ham vibes.
You know,
mm.
And Bayern Munich winning the league, being 10 points ahead of second place RB Leipzig, who's sitting at 64 points.
Huge gap.
Yeah, they're at match day 32 out of 34, and you know there's a 10-point lead.
Right then and there.
There's nothing much you can do.
Yeah, no game is worth 6 points.
Nope. Sorry, man.
Yeah.
Y'all tried.
Yeah, no, look.
Now, the fight for UEFA is still on between Eintracht Frankfurt, Borussia Dortmund, Wolves, and RB Leipzig. Well, I think Leipzig is secured because there's no way that Frankfurt and Dortmund can get... Over 64 points. Not because they don't have the ability, it's because it's actually impossible right now.
Yeah, it's...
No match is worth 6 points.
That's a problem now.
That's the problem here. It's not the fact that your teams are suck. No, it's just that no points, no games are worth 6 points, you know?
Yes.
So, that's the interesting thing. In Serie A, currently, Napoli, Atalanta, AC Milan and Juventus are fighting for the remaining 3 positions inside the Serie A in order to go into UEFA Champions League. You know,
it is on.
But good news, though.
Good news, how?
Juventus, AC Milan, right, Atalanta and Napoli have all qualified for Europa.
Oh,
meaning that there's not enough games for them to for any other team to win to kick them out of 6 and 7.
Ah, at least.
At least. Yeah. If they don't make it to UEFA, they're definitely making it to Europa.
And that's something.
And that's something.
Juventus will be happy.
And then currently in League R, this is so interesting because we really get this in League R. We really, really get any type of fight in League R, right?
Yeah.
Currently, number one in League R is Lille.
You lie! No way!
At 79 points.
No way! Are you telling me that two farms are going to go down this
season? Two farms might go down this season.
Oh, no.
You know?
Why is
this
happening?
They're currently at match day 36 of 38. So which means that there's about, 2 games?
Yeah.
where they can switch, because they are currently, what, 3 points ahead of the reigning champions, PSG.
It's going to be historic.
You know, and they have Saint-Étienne and Angers as their next game. So these are two winnable games for them, looking at the kind of run they've been in. You know, these are two winnable games.
So have Lille and PSG played the same amount of games?
Yeah, they're both at 36.
So if Lille wins the next two games,
they
win
the league.
What?
In fact, yeah, they have to win both games. I was about to say if they won one.
What?
They need to actually, because they can't afford to draw or lose.
Imagine this. So they win the 37th one.
Yeah.
And then the last one, they drawing. And then last minute, they score.
No, but this is also the thing now. If PSG draws or loses
one of their
games,
over.
It's over. So if the next game, so let's say match day 37, PSG draws,
ooh,
and Lille wins. Because Lille needs to win.
Yeah.
Right? Or Lille needs to draw, because then that puts them 4 points ahead. That means going into the last match day, even if PSG wins, no match gives you 4 points.
Oh.
So they will be out and we'll have a new champion.
That is two farms. Oh my word.
So they have currently they have three UEFA Champions League spots which are available to either Lille, PSG, Monaco, or Olympiacos.
Monaco could be back in Champions League.
Yeah, it would be good to see them.
Exciting.
I think last time I was happy to see them was when Mbappe was playing, and then they took out Man City from the knockout stages. Moving on to Premier League, currently the winners, as we said, was Manchester City.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
And qualified for UEFA is obviously Man City, because they got that spot. And
surely Manchester United.
Manchester. And there's not enough games to kick them off of a UEFA spot. The only two teams, if I'm not mistaken, the only two teams that can actually remove them from number one.
Yeah.
Actually, there's only one team that can remove them from number one, which is Leicester City. And if Leicester City does manage to win their next two games, and Man City loses their next three games, you know, they'll just move down to third.
But they're there.
Third or fourth, yes. But none of the other teams have enough points to actually take them out of a UEFA Champions League position.
So they won't have the privilege of playing in Europa, unfortunately.
Ah, you know, and we're so sad. We're looking forward to winning Europa 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
You know, maybe we'll come in the other way.
Yeah.
You know? Maybe because Liverpool is feeling alone, you know, so they want another big club.
They can't walk alone. They can't.
They can't. So we'll send City there with them. So, City winning the league and fighting for the last UEFA Champions League position is currently Leicester City, Chelsea, Everton, Liverpool, Tottenham,
heated,
and West Ham. There's only two positions left.
Ooh.
And in the last few games, any of these teams, obviously needing other teams to lose, other teams to draw,
but any of these
teams can actually make it in.
It's safe to say we've never had something like this. Or if we did, it hasn't happened in a long time.
Normally, we do have this type of case and scenario, but with not normally with these many teams.
Yeah.
And also not with like your Everton and your West Ham's involved, you know?
Yeah.
Because if you look at last season, we had Man United, Chelsea, Leicester City, all fighting for one spot. Well, for two spots.
It was because
Chelsea and
you guys ended up going in.
Yes, because
Leicester was out.
Yes, because Chelsea ended up being number three. No, we were number three. Chelsea was fourth. You know, but now this season you have two spaces and six teams.
Oh, heated.
Meaning four teams are not gonna make it. And even worse, right?
Yeah.
Meaning that four teams are going to not make it into UEFA, and out of that four, one team will not make it into Europe at all.
Because remember,
England are allowed to send about, if not, I think three. They're allowed to send three.
It's fifth, sixth, and seventh.
And seventh. Because the Carabao Cup was won by a team that's won the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah.
That's inside the UEFA Champions League.
Yeah.
Right? The FA Cup finals is between Leicester City and
Chelsea. Teams that might get into UEFA.
That might get into UEFA or definitely could be going to Europa.
Yeah, they definitely.
Right? So let's say if Leicester City doesn't lose so bad that they end up 7th or 8th, right? That means that's when that thing kicks in that they, because they won FA Cup, they can go into the qualifiers of UEFA.
Mm.
Right? So that means positions 5, 6, and 7 are open.
Mm.
Right?
Mm.
Now, the issue we have here is Liverpool might be the one outside of position 7.
So Liverpool might not even get Europe.
Yep. Because currently at number 8 is Everton with 55 points and Liverpool is number 6 with 57 points. That's a 2-point difference.
Only
and they both have about what? 4 games left. 5 games left because they only have 34. 4 games left, yes.
Oh my word, this is tight.
This is very, very tight.
This is tight.
But again, you guys all know the team I'm rooting for. The one, the only.
Yeah.
West Ham. Lingardo.
Yeah.
My boy.
Yeah.
But it's been an interesting week of football. And before we go into the main thing we want to talk about, let us all take a nice breather and listen to this hot jam.
Like a cloud by day, like a fire by night. You're with me all the way, you're with me all the way. Like a cloud by day, like a fire by night. You're with me all the way, you're with me all the way. This ain't gonna last forever, but that ain't true. You can't change the weather, but they can't change you. And I love it when you speak, cause you speak the truth. Your words bring me to life and make me brand new. Oh my, I know you've been there my whole life. Your words remove fear and you got me acting so crazy right now. You save me right now, ain't that the truth? I know that you be everything I need. Your word brings me to life, your word brings me to life. No matter where I go, I give you control. Your word brings me to life, your word brings me to life.
Hi, I'm Ryan.
And I'm Sesh.
And we're talking about the movies.
Yeah.
Welcome. Dumalang, okay?
Hi, I'm the English version.
Yes, and I'm also the English version.
I can explain. I actually can explain what just happened there.
Radio has never been better.
Yeah, I'm all calmed down now.
You know? Real chilled.
All chilled.
It was a chilling track.
Yeah.
Yo.
Now, before we jump into the England, you know, England finals.
Yeah.
Something interesting I read up. So we all know the Eredivisie's, the owner of that firm is Ajax.
Yeah.
So what Ajax did was that they melted down the title, the trophy.
Okay.
And you know, their symbol is like the stars going around.
Yeah.
You've seen it also on their t-shirts and stuff. So then they melted down the trophy. And made stars.
So this,
and then they sent it to the fans. All fans that have a seasonal ticket pass,
what?
Have a piece of the trophy. And that's news number one. News number
that
two.
Is beautiful.
And this is so shocking. This was so shocking. Now we all know that. We all know that the Super League thing that just happened, right?
Yes.
Now what's come out with Tottenham?
Right.
Right, is now they have allowed.
Okay, Tottenham has allowed.
Are you ready for this? I was not ready for this. When I heard
I'm not ready.
Blown. So this is now their response to their fans. Tottenham is allowing a fan to be a non-executive board member.
Oh!
And basically they're making this new position, right? And it's going to be the club's advisory panel. Right, and then the person who will chair this will basically chair the leader of this thing.
Yeah.
Right, the leader of this council.
Yeah.
Will sit on the board of Tottenham Hotspurs.
You lie. So in the board meetings, where all the big shots are
being made, they're going
to be there.
And this is basically club representation inside the board. Now, obviously, they are non-executive board member, which means that there's specific things they can't do, right?
Yeah.
And I don't think they'll probably be a paid position because it's still a Tottenham staff. So you're going to have the club's advisory panel and the leader of that, the person who chairs that, will sit on the board.
That is cool, though.
So see, now, for me, this is a proper apology. Yes, it's not... Yes, I'd still prefer the 50+1 rule.
Yeah.
Because we'll talk about this more in the next show. Actually, yeah, I think our next show will be about this, the 50+1 rule and Bayern Munich, because I watched something very interesting on that I'd like to share.
All right.
But this is at least a step forward, you know? And
that's a big step forward.
When you, this is, it's not just, I'm so sorry and we'll get the fans more involved. No. It's, we're sorry. This is how we'll get the fans involved.
Right then,
you're looking at what happened with Manchester United. Yeah, we're sorry. We're going to speak to the fans. You haven't spoken to us since you've gotten into power, you know? And now you're telling us all of a sudden you're going to just start speaking to us. Okay, how are you going to do that?
When?
Hmm? What are you putting in place?
Hmm.
They did a forum with a fans forum, and they didn't pitch. The Glazers did not pitch. They sent representatives.
Come on.
And you're saying you want to talk to us. But now you're seeing Tottenham saying, hey, we messed up.
Yeah, we know we messed up.
What we signed up to was not the same thing that we saw.
Yeah.
And your guys saw it as soon as it was announced. That means, A, we'll like that insight. You know, we'll have a club board, and the leader, the person who chairs this advisory board, will sit on our board so that we can hear your guys' input. Now, to the fans out there, that does not mean all your requests are going to be accepted.
Yeah.
You know, there is obviously business logic to it. You can't just have Cristiano Ronaldo and Messi in there. You know, your club is going to go bankrupt. Yeah. And at the same time, you also need to think the club needs to make money. As much as it's a football club, it's also a business. Yeah. But it's a step up, meaning your voices are now heard a bit more.
For real.
For real.
Officially.
Which is a bit nice. And now talking about, you know, London teams, you know, Chelsea, the North London, was it North or East? One of the London sides is taking on Yorkshire, Manchester, not Yorkshire, actually, it's Manchester side, the blue side of Manchester.
The blue moon.
You know, the small blue speck in Manchester.
No, the big blue, the sky speck. Blue. Sky, because we're actually as big as the sky. Yes.
Taking on each other in the UEFA Champions League finals.
Come on now.
You know, and interesting about that is the finals is now really looking like it's not going to be played in Istanbul anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Due to COVID restrictions and the COVID issues that are currently happening there, and the fact that England has red flagged Turkey.
Yes.
So, meaning that they're not allowing flights to Turkey, which will also pose a problem because.
From England, yeah.
Yeah, from England to Turkey, which brings up a problem because now the players.
Both of them. Like,
English.
All of the players.
Yeah, so they can't go to Turkey according to government restrictions.
Like, wow.
So a third place is trying to be found out. So the British government say that, A, just come to Wembley. Both teams are here.
Like, come on.
Both their fans are here. We are allowing, you know, for these cup games and stuff for fans to go in. And the second place is Portugal. Now, obviously, from the last thing I read, right, was that there are some complications with Wembley being the place.
Yeah.
And some people saying it's going to advantage Chelsea more because it's in London. And other people say there's other complications as well around that. So the second place could be Portugal.
But wasn't the last final in Lisbon last year?
Yes.
It was in Lisbon.
Yes, so that shows that they have the facilities and things are still ready. All this finals. Okay,
Portugal was
place.
Like, yo, give us again.
Yeah, first, we don't mind.
First ever two times.
Yeah, but also Lisbon. Hosts. The reason why it happened in Lisbon last year, if I'm not mistaken, was because of COVID. It wasn't its the meant destination.
Oh.
If I could be corrected, but I remember it was supposed to be somewhere else, and then it was moved to Lisbon because a lot of the semi-final games were taking place in Portugal.
Yeah, yes.
And then it gave the finals
I
to
remember
Lisbon.
That.
Yeah, so I think as well if. Them moving it would be good for the fans to think about it.
Maybe because it was supposed to be in Istanbul.
A trip, a trip from England to Portugal would be way cheaper. Because, you know, they can actually, it would be way cheaper than a trip from England to Turkey.
Turkey.
You know, and you find out there's also probably some restrictions that are there as well that will make it harder for these fans. And it's an all-English finals, meaning the main fans are in England, you know.
All of them?
Yeah, not all of them. Well, you know, you're a Man City supporter and you're not in England.
Okay, that's a good point.
That's a very good point. But before we end out the show, your predictions. Champions League finals. Now, don't be a City fan.
No, I'm not biased at all.
Yeah.
City is going to thrash Chelsea.
Wow.
No. Let me explain. So, you know, it's Pep, you know, and I just can't see Pep losing three times in a row to Thomas Tuchel. I said Thomas Tuchel.
He lost more than three times in a row to us.
I said Thomas Tuchel. I said okay. Thomas Tuchel. Mm-hmm. Not, it wasn't close to Ole. So, yeah, I think Pep has figured out something. Huh. One of my main reasons, though, was the fact that Chelsea still have an FA Cup final to worry about. They still have the Champions League battle that they still need to fight.
Yeah.
So their mind is basically sort of scattered.
Yeah.
But Man City's priority, we know this, it's been UEFA.
Yeah, you can play your B side, you can play your under 18s now.
In the Premier League.
You know, what's two losses? What's three losses?
And Carabao Cup, you know, we sorted that out. FA Cup, we're relieved of our duties. Bye, Chelsea.
Yeah.
So I think Pep, he can't. He cannot afford to lose.
For me, I think it's a bit of an interesting one, you know.
It's in your...
Because looking at Thomas Tuchel and looking at the side he's brought up.
Ooh.
If they cannot get any injuries, in these next few games, I think we'll be in for one hell of a finals.
Yeah.
Now, I'll give two score predictions here. If City wins, I see it being a 2-1 or like 1-0 type of thing.
Yeah, a tight one.
Or, okay. And I think it will be a 2-1 and it will be a Chelsea leading until a specific point.
Okay.
Or on the other side, it could be 2-0 to Chelsea. Reason being is Thomas Tuchel, time and time again, has outmaneuvered City. Because, you know, the problem is that he's not beating them because they are the better side with the better players.
No.
He's beating them because he's out tactic. His tactics are just, he's outplaying them.
Come on. It's frustrating to play against Chelsea.
Yeah, that's how it's become.
That
you
I'll
know?
Tell you.
He's outmaneuvering City.
Yeah.
And that is what could happen in that finals.
Yeah.
And if that happens, you're looking at a 2-1 to Chelsea or 2-0 to Chelsea.
Because one thing for sure, if Chelsea does somehow get the upper hand in the game, so like a penalty or a City sending off, then that's when I see Chelsea winning.
I don't think they even need that, because you look at the last game. You know, out of nothing, Hakim Ziyech found that little corner, that little space.
Even the FA Cup, you know,
Then that's the thing. That's where their players are. Their defense is hard, and all their strikers need, all their attacking players need is that small space.
And City is the exact opposite, if I can put it.
City wants to open you all up, you know.
And defense is a bit shaky.
Sometimes
clinicality tends to be a problem as well.
Yep.
Finishing
problem.
So I see if City wins, it's going to be a big one. Like a thrashing.
No, I think if
they're
City
gonna control
I feel like both sides, none of them can will be able to have a margin bigger than 2.
For real.
So if it's 4-2, 5-7, none, because the other team will always slip up, giving the other guy the upper hand. I even think it could go into extra time. But that is our predictions. We want to hear from you guys. Reach out to us in all our platforms. But from me, the one and only, the DJ y'all all love, the DJ that will not rust, the one, the only, Dr. DJ Stones.
And your boy, your man on fleek, DJ Sticks.
We signing out.
Goodbye.
Peace.
Like what you're listening to?
Follow us on Gab and Twitter at ActiveFM,
Instagram at ActiveFM777, and Facebook at /ActiveFM.
Slowly drifting away.